The breakfast meeting with the more than 40 CEOs from the private and selected public sector institutions was designed to encourage the private sector to prioritize the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The meeting, held at the Jubilee House, was an interactive dialogue with the president. As a co-chair of the group Advocates of Eminent Persons of the UN SDGs, President Akufo-Addo continued to exhibit the desire to inspire the birth of long-term sustainability projects and initiatives, holding a firm conviction that the private sector has a crucial role to play in the achievement of the SDGs. President Akufo-Addo highlighted the objective of the meeting, saying it is his aim to foster a strong partnership with the private sector.
How we can work together to bring the SDGs into fruition. Secondly, how best we can mobilize your expertise, your knowledge, and best practices so that the SDGs can be achieved. And lastly, how we can ensure that the SDGs don't remain within the public consciousness as some abstract, remote phenomenon that is debated amongst a few leaders and bureaucrats in the floors of the General Assembly of the United Nations, and that is that. But that they become active set of goals within the public consciousness, because people can recognize that they do affect all of us.
Special advisor to the president on the SDGs, Dr. Eugene Owusu, said the SDGs represent a blueprint for a better future.
The SDGs, adopted by over 190 heads of state in September 2015, represents a global blueprint for a better future for all of mankind. The 17 goals, which range from no poverty, zero hunger, quality education, and also includes climate action, decent work and economic growth, amongst others, all seek to end extreme poverty, to fight inequality and injustice, and to protect our planet. In their simplistic form, and I say this all the time, the goals are about six P's. They're about people, they're about the planet, they're about prosperity, they're about peace, they're about partnership, and importantly, it's also about political will.
The meeting proposed frequent interactions between the CEOs and the president.
Brighton Trauma filed that report.